This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 13th. I'm Paul Plack. A semi-annual study finds a majority of leisure travelers in the U.S. actually believe airport security screenings are not currently thorough enough, and 57% of travelers are comfortable with full body scans. An electronic privacy group says it has documentation that those scanners actually can transmit and store those nude images, a direct contradiction of what TSA has claimed. At the direction of Congress, the U.S. Loran Sea navigation signals will go dark on February 8th. The move does not include U.S. participation in international Loran treaties. The NTSB will now require timely reporting not just of accidents, but of certain kinds of incidents involving aircraft. The FAA has revised and reissued a special airworthiness information bulletin alerting operators of turboshaft-powered rotorcraft of the possibility of in-flight loss of engine power due to the ingestion of snow and ice. The first Airbus A400M military transport has now accumulated 9.3 hours of flight time. The latest flight lasted 2.4 hours, departing and landing at Seville, Spain. Virgin America has passed a review by the U.S. Department of Transportation, which finds that the airline's new ownership structure still leaves majority control in the hands of U.S. citizens. Virgin Atlantic Airways has bought 6 Airbus A330s and is leasing 4 more. The airline has other Airbus types on its line, but these are its first A330s. And CEOs Gary Kelly of Southwest Airlines and Gerard Arpey of American Airlines both see an improving economy, but also agree rising oil prices could make their business very difficult in 2010. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, two CEOs who are bullish on 2010, Piper Aircraft's Kevin Gould and Jeppesen's Mark Van Tine. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.